Assembly Resolution 129 calls for the Assembly to back an April vote by the Anchorage Metropolitan Area Transportation Solutions, or AMATS, to remove official city support for the bridge project from Anchorage's long-range transportation plan. The resolution was merely scheduled for introduction, not debate, at last night's meeting. But Assemblymember Chris Birch, who is a strong bridge supporter, actually initiated the bridge topic during the opening comments, well before introduction of the bridge resolution.
I just want to voice my concern on the calendaring of this. It all appears to be directed to rush this through before the end of June, which would be the culmination of your term as acting mayor.
Acting Mayor Matt Klayman does not support the bridge project. Mayor-elect Dan Sullivan does. Sullivan takes office on July 1st. A withdrawal of AMAT support would impact the Kinnickarm Bridge project's ability to gather any available federal funding and hinder its pursuit for private investors. The Kinnickarm Bridge and Toll Authority, which is responsible for the project, says it plans for the bridge to be built mainly from private funding. The $700 million proposed bridge would link Anchorage to Point McKenzie in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough. Proponents cite commuter savings and future development on the Matsu side. Opponents question the bridge's need and estimated toll revenues, as well as fear the funding drain upon other transportation projects. The April AMATS vote was 3-2. The two state representatives voted to keep the bridge in the long-range plan. Klayman and Assemblymembers Sheila Selkraig and Pat Flynn voted for removal. When the resolution's formal introduction finally took place last night, Selkraig responded to Birch's query about political timing and mayoral changes.
I'm sensitive to the suggestion that suddenly there is a political issue here. This bridge has been wound around political issues since it was born. And certainly there's been a long process underway to reevaluate it. And what we're doing right now is reevaluating it. And it'll give this body an opportunity to do it. And it'll give the public an opportunity to do it. And I think we're going to do it in a transparent and open way.
Selkraig said the reevaluation process had begun last August and was not rushed. Rather than immediate action on the resolution, Assembly Chair Debbie Osiander proposed scheduling a work session on June 5th, followed by a public hearing with possible Assembly action on June 9th. That would meet the 45-day deadline the Assembly has to respond to the AMAT's proposed removal. Assembly members Birch, Bill Starr, and Dan Coffey wanted to hold the public hearing on July 7th, with the response submitted on the 10th. Like Birch, Coffey was concerned that the new mayor was not involved.
I don't know whether the bridge is a good idea or a bad idea. I haven't got enough information to make that decision. I know there's problems both ways and opinions both ways. What I find a little disturbing is that we would do all that we could to get this decided before the duly elected mayor takes office.
Selkraig said AMATS would not approve an extension to respond. The proposal to delay the public hearing was defeated by a tie vote. Birch, Starr, Coffey, Osiander, and Jennifer Johnston voted for the July change. Selkraig, Flynn, Harriet Drummond, Mike Gutierrez, and L.V. Gray Jackson voted against. The public hearing on the Assembly advisory, whether or not to remove the Kinnickarm Bridge from Anchorage's long-range transportation plan, takes place on June 9th. Starr said the Assembly should prepare for a lengthy public hearing.
I was around for the first series of this debate, and it's a long one. When you talk about the long-range transportation plan and the modification of this item or not, it's a friction item with a lot of opinions from both sides. So, you know, we're likely to not get through it in one evening. It'll be a reasonably packed house with a lot of input.
Even if the bridge backers on the Assembly manage to delay an Assembly decision on the advisory until July, they still face a basic challenge. When Sullivan becomes mayor, Klayman returns to the Assembly, making the anti-bridge group the likely majority by a 6-5 split. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.